Hold on to your butt. It's the Super Bush Podcast.
This episode of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by...
You Who Brand Bidets. Get your booty hole the cleanest it's ever been with a warm squirt of everyone's favorite chocolate-flavored drink. You Who Brand Bidets.
Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. Andrew Bush here for the Super Bush Podcast. I'm sorry I didn't give you a Tuesday or Wednesday episode this week. I had severe diarrhea. I'll try and give you at least two episodes a week from now on, but I might not always get to them, just so you know. I might be doing like a Monday and Thursday thing from now on. It's kind of what my schedule can handle. But today is March 21st, and it is National Poetry Day. So let's get right into it.
The show was absent, I hope you excuse, and know that this apology is from the heart. But enough of this lip service, here's the news, and please excuse this fart.
Did that guy say that it's brought to you by Yoo-hoo Bidets? Yoo-hoo Bidets, like the chocolate drink? That's gross. Today's top story. Searches for VPNs have spiked in the state of Texas after the popular pornographic website Pornhub suspended service in the state last week. The website decided to pull out of the state of Texas after Texas Federal Appeals Court upheld the legislation asking for age verification from its users. Instead of simply complying with the new law, Pornhub completely disabled access for anyone in the state of Texas. So, now, when you try to access this porn site from a Texas-based IP address, the homepage displays a statement explaining its position and reasoning, and encourages users to contact their local representatives about the law. So the story now is that people in Texas who want to get on the website are looking for virtual private networks so they can privately go onto the website without being tracked. Now, I actually happen to have a Texas-based laptop right here with a Texas IP address. So let me do a quick search. P-O. So yes, when you go to the website, you get a display page. On the homepage, it calls the new Texas law ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. There's also a section here that adds, until a real solution is offered, we have made the difficult decision to completely disable access to our website in Texas. In doing so, we are complying with the law, as we always do, but hope that governments around the world will implement laws that are actually there to protect the safety and security of users. Wow. Now, I really want to be clear on this. I want to be clear on their missionary position. Giggity. ALO, the parent company of Pornhub, and other pornographic websites agree with the state of Texas that pornography should not be accessible to minors. So, why then have they completely disabled the site in Texas? It has a lot to do with the new age verification system. The new age verification system isn't a simple click saying that you're over 18, nor is it putting in your birthday. Texas state law says you now must submit a proof of identity, such as a government-issued ID, to the adult website through a third-party contractor, or maybe submit other personal data to a third-party contractor, such as your biometric information, that enables the vendor to check a user's age. The fear from users is that through a third-party contractor, the government is now going to have evidence of who is logging into these pornographic websites and keeping track of them. One thing that chronic masturbators do not like is people knowing how much time they spend masturbating. This is not just a new Texas law, by the way. ALO has disabled their websites not only in Texas, but in Virginia, Montana, North Carolina, Arkansas, Utah, and Mississippi, with 17 other states bringing up bills and legislation in their own state government in order to require age verification on these sites. There are some state legislatures that are even calling the consumption of pornographic across the United States as an epidemic. I just want to note here that these are some of the very same states that didn't believe in wearing masks during the height of COVID-19, but yes, pornography is an epidemic. Now, this is a pretty big package, Giggity. And there is a lot to unpack. Giggity. I could probably go on for an entire hour. Giggity. It would be very long and hard. Giggity. Would you stop that? This would be a long episode to cover just this subject, especially with some of the nuances of this bill and the law. But it would be just my words, and I don't really have authority on the subject. So instead, I got a hold of someone who I believe holds a seat on the Texas State Government Board.
Now, I got her number online, and I was able to call her on the phone. Here is my talk with State Chairwoman Alexis Texas. Hi, Miss Texas. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you want to do to me.
Oh, well, I would like to ask a couple questions to you, if you don't mind. Did you vote in favor of the age verification process?
Oh, yeah. So good, baby.
Whoa, it sounds like you're very into this legislation. Now, ALO, the parent company of Pornhub, has been talking about appealing again and again to the Supreme Court, trying to find some loophole through maybe some other states in order to find this law unconstitutional. Something along the lines of it violating the First Amendment, free speech and all that. What do you think about the possibilities of this law being overturned?
You want me to turn over?
I actually am not quite sure about the all of the legislation that goes into this and everything. I mean, I think if you're doing it for the right reasons, for protection of the people, then it's a good idea. But I'm not quite sure what you...
Oh, God, I'm so wet.
Oh, I wasn't even aware that the weather in Texas was bad today. I'm so sorry. Is everything okay? Do you need to go?
Yeah, you're so big.
Oh, well, I mean, kind of. Not really. I mean, it is a very small podcast. There's about 20 people, I think, who kind of listen consistently. But if I, you know, really kind of, if I do it every single week, every single day of the week, we're going to be...
Wait, what?
Topical news podcasts, they have to be consistent in order to kind of get the...
I thought you were calling for my services.
Yes.
My phone services?
Yes. I saw online that meeting you in person would probably be a little bit more expensive. So that's why I kind of agreed to do the phone interview. I thought it would be better.
Am I still getting paid for this?
Yes, Senator. Yes, we'll still pay you. I know there was like a 5-minute talking free trial or something like that, but we agreed to go ahead and pay the $99 per hour, I guess, that it is in order to talk to you on the phone.
Right.
I'm not sure why that price is, but, you know, absolutely we are willing to pay that in order to get your perspective on this, your unique perspective
right. Okay.
On this entire bill.
Weird fetish, but okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm a state senator. I want you to bang me like I bang my gavel.
What? I'm just going to say it ended up being a pretty good conversation, if you know what I mean. I mean, it was pretty expensive just for talk, but that senator really knows how to use her mouth. Moving on. For the 7th straight year in a row, Finland has won the Happiest Place on Earth Award. The announcement comes as part of the United Nations annual World Happiness Report and was released just yesterday to mark the International Day of Happiness. This report has been published by Gallup every year since 2012, and 140 nations take place in the polling. So just about every country besides Antarctica and sad, lonely Bill Land. Oh, someone should really go visit that guy. The annual rankings are based on the answers people give in the Gallup World Poll when asked to rate their own lives. Looking at the report, the U.S. was ranked 23rd this year, falling out of the top 20. The U.S. numbers this year were driven down by polling done by fuckboys, who all answered, 69, dude! The U.S. dropping out of the top 20 totally makes sense. Yesterday was International Happiness Day, while in the U.S. it was National Canned Ravioli Day. Mamma mia, what a depressing meal! I want to be happy too, so I made it a goal of mine to become a legal citizen of Finland. And I'm not going to quit until I am finished! What, no goofy ass sound effect there? Okay. Moving on, beekeepers were summoned to a Mississippi highway to round up thousands of bees when the 18-wheeler hauling their hives overturned. The Adams County Emergency Management Agency said the truck overturned last week during the night on Highway 61 in front of a Merit Health in Natchez. Transporting bees on an 18-wheeler? I guess you have to. I heard people say they can't fly. Bees are an okay passenger to have, I guess. And it turns out no one was injured. I mean, they're bees. They're not those other assholes. Wasps. Bee population is decreasing across the globe. I just never guessed at the reason as being car accidents. This is why they say buzz driving is bad for you. It turns out the driver of the 18-wheeler didn't even have a commercial driver's license. Just his class B. In order to calm down the bees, the beekeepers had to play music for the bees. They had to put on their favorite album of all time, Queen. Just kidding, it was Sting. I thought that was a pretty good run. Let's move on to the next story while I still have momentum.
Finland!
Olympic organizers in Paris, France are planning on handing out condoms to athletes as COVID-19 sex ban has now been lifted. How many condoms do you ask? 300,000. That's right, Paris 2024, this summer's gonna be hot. During the Tokyo Olympics in 2020, there was a sex ban on athletes living in the Olympic Village in order not to spread COVID-19. Also in Tokyo, there were a total of 11,656 athletes from 206 nations. Now, if we have the same number of athletes this year, let's do some basic math here. That's about 26 condoms per athlete. This again makes sense. These are all superhuman athletes that are hanging out together. You want to see who's the strongest and the most flexible. In bed! I mean, even some of the names of things in the Olympics are suggestive in nature anyways. Listen, swimmers, you want to do the breaststroke? I got a breast you can stroke. I got a pole you can vault. I know something wet you can dive into. I got a hammer you can throw. I know a shot you can put in my ass.
Finland!
The French are lovers too, so yeah, they're gonna put some le condoms in your gift bag. Probably some cigarettes and maybe a baguette as well. Well, that's gonna do it for this edition of the Super Bush Podcast. Hey, if you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe. Hit that button down there, ring the bell. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know how you would even do that. But if you want to interact with me, though, you can. You can write to me at superbushpodcast@gmail.com. That's superbushpodcast@gmail.com. All one word, no capitals, no the. Tell me your thoughts on the show and if there's anything you'd like for me to do differently or anything you'd like to discuss, or you could just say hi. Thank you so much for listening to Super Bush Podcast. And remember, if you give someone a booger, they won't just flick it away from you. They'll probably get mad that you handed them a booger from your nose. Gross! Don't do that. Thank you once again for listening. Have a pheasant rest of your day. I read that wrong. Pleasant rest of your day. Have a good one. Bye.